Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's always one of those conspiring bitches. I am Rob Sestrino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our first eviction night on Big Brother 21. Lot to talk about as Camp Comeback is a thing, and we've got a great guest to talk about it here tonight. The great Donnie Thompson is here. Donnie, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Very excited to have you here with us, Donnie. And it's been too long since we've talked, and very excited to have you here. Talk about BB21 and everything going on in your world.
Okie dokie, we'll do it. Yep, look forward to it.
Okay. Donnie, are you a happy camper tonight?
Yeah, I'm always a happy camper. Yeah, I thought it was a great episode. From the beginning to end, this was one of the... It also came on tonight, the fifth episode, and we finally got it come on. At first, I thought it was going to be like Survivor and not come on for the whole season.
What do you mean, come on?
You know, where it shows the people and they wave and all that.
The credits?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I was
thought that they got rid of the credits like they do on Survivor.
Yeah, I was like, it's going to save that extra few seconds and, you know, slime somebody or something.
Yeah. All right. And then here with us to talk about it all as well, the great Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm doing great. Anytime I get to talk to Donnie, I'm doing great, Rob.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Now, Taryn, I heard you on the live feed update with Amon today, and you were talking about your outline, your fan fiction scenario for this dream come true, and I kind of feel like it kind of happened.
Well, in my dream scenario, Ovi was still in the game and won the HOH and said, now whose nightmare is it? And then he put up Jack, but instead that didn't happen.
But it was like happened. And maybe Jack wasn't the HOH in your dream scenario.
Yeah, not quite.
Okay, a lot to break down. I think that most people should be happy with this, but we'll see. It's Big Brother, so probably not. Anyway, a lot to do here tonight. Excited to have you with us here on our what is our first eviction night of the season. Scott St. Pierre is standing by to take your questions if you want to tweet them in about the show or for Donnie, hashtag RHAP. We had a great show with Rockstar last night and lots of fun stuff. If you missed that show for any reason, definitely go back and check it out in the archives. Okay. Let's talk about our headlines at this hour. Camp Comeback is a thing. Donnie, how is this going to change the Big Brother 21 house to have Ovi voted out unanimously? He will stay in the house and live there. And here comes David as well.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Not only does they get to save some money on hotels or jury houses early, I think it's great because, you know, they could be listening in on something and make up a lie and, you know, hurt somebody else's game. So I like it for entertainment purposes. Now, if I had a relative in there and it kind of messed one of their games up, I'd be thinking it wasn't fair. But, you know, I watch it for entertainment. I think it's going to be great.
Taryn, what's your reaction? Because I know you notoriously don't care for twists in the game. And this is a pretty big one, right?
Yeah, it's pretty big. I don't care for twists that I feel like they haven't fully thought out all of the ramifications. They might have impacts on the game that are negative overall. And there are concerns here, I think, that, you know, and they even talked about it. I saw that Mike Bloom posted an interview with Alison Grodner, and she talked about, like, this might have an impact on the game and
doctor?
Lie to people and backstab and blindside. And I was like, if you knew that, then why are you so excited about it? But I mean, from one perspective, you can definitely look at this like, okay, I mean, for a couple weeks, I guess, you know, we'll see what kind of impact it has. Mm-hmm. But I am concerned. There are definitely some concerns here that we might get a little bit more of a straightforward game moving forward in the next couple of weeks.
So, Donnie, we just went through this with the Edge of Extinction on Survivor, and I had tweeted about how, hey, Survivor said, hey, what if we have an island where people who get voted out can go off and live together, but still kind of be in the game? And I said, Big Brother says, hold my beer.
What if they
live in the house too? The one thing I will say though, whereas Survivor, if Edge of Extinction ended after, you know, four evictions, I think everybody would have been A-okay with that. Okay, Rick Devins is back in the game, and sure, some people would were not thrilled with Rick Devins making a deep run. I think the big problem was somebody came back at the final five. Donnie, do you think that as a fan of the game, this is going to be okay?
Yeah, I do think so. And for the fact that, and I told Tommy, I said, this is kind of like Survivor. Survivor did capture on something, you know, when people go home, you know, their family might not watch. So they got to keep a lot of viewers because they kept the whole cast on there for the whole season. Now, this ain't going to keep them on there for the whole season, but it's going to at least keep everybody on there for, you know, like 5 weeks. So, I think it's good for the show in general because, you know, a lot of people will keep watching. You know, some people might bounce when their, you know, friend got evicted, especially if they go home. So I think it'll keep a lot of viewers and it'll make it interesting. It could hurt some people's game, but hey, that's expect the unexpected.
Taryn, can we run down real quick winners and losers from this happening tonight with Ovi staying in the house and then also David coming back into the house?
Honestly, you might be inclined to say that people like Jack and Jackson are the losers because they're largely responsible for sending both of these guys home. But I actually think they're the biggest winners in this twist because I have a really hard time seeing anybody wanting to send either of those two guys into camp comeback, whatever it was, camp comeback.
Yeah.
Because first of all, they're likely to come back, as the name implies, but also because, you know, Jack is the kind of guy that people want to like blindside and then get out of the house as soon as possible and then wipe their hands clean of him. They don't want to have to deal with that guy for another week or two after getting rid of him in the house, trashing their games, exposing all of their secrets. So I think that people like Jack and Jackson have basically a 2 week pass from this point forward for you know, a safety pass essentially. So I think it's really good for them. I think it's very good for also just grateful as the alliance as a whole. I think that grateful is much more likely to stick together and you know, barricade the walls. We're going to, you know, get up nice and tight knit. We're going to say us eight, we need to stay together, get through this camp comeback thing. Then we can start taking shots at each other. But before then we can't because there's too many other weird variables. All these other people still in the house. And so I think that the alliance of eight here is going to benefit from this greatly as well. And it's, of course, the outcasts, the people who are being targeted right now, who don't fit into the majority, who aren't part of the big alliance of eight. They are definitely the biggest losers here because, you know, while they will get a chance to come back into the game, one of them at least, they are much more likely to be sent home one after another until that opportunity arises. Now, the good thing is that, you know, Jack won this HOH anyway, so that would have happened anyway, and then we only have one more week of it after that. So I don't think it's going to make a huge difference in the game, but in terms of winners and losers, I think this, the big alliance definitely benefits.
Donnie, I'm so happy you're here under any circumstances, but I've been really looking forward to getting to talk to you because there's been a lot of parallels made between this house and the way that the alliances have been structured and your season in Big Brother 16. Whereas last season, we saw two sides of the house really duking it out. We have, like in your season, this really big alliance that was six, that's eight, and then there are people who are sort of on the outskirts of all of that. Do you view it as a similar setup to what you experienced in Big Brother 16?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Even down to the eight person, they started with six and then they brought their extra two, just like they did in my season. And even with Jack winning the second HOH, Devin won our second HOH, and it was great television. And so this could be a great week.
Yeah, there's even been comparisons made in the house, Taryn. I believe it was Sam who compared Jack to Devin from your season. Do you see that similarity?
I see it a little. I hope he gets paranoid and power happy and makes for great television.
Okay.
I genuinely think that very much like Big Brother 16, you know, subtract Camp Comeback. I think this was more likely without it, but still theoretically possible that Jack wins this HOH as he does and then decides he wants to target somebody like Nick or Sam, a.k.a. the Zach of the group. And then somebody like Tommy, a.k.a. the Derek of the group, decides to shut it down and flips the house against Jack at that point. I don't think that's particularly likely now, especially not that it was super likely before. But I could absolutely see that scenario playing out.
Okay. Yeah. Donnie, do you think that we will see things transpire differently than they happen in Big Brother 16 based on the people that you're seeing playing in this season?
Yeah, I find it hard that they'll stick, that they'll all stick together. I think a core of them will. I'm kind of thinking, you know, I don't watch a lot of live feeds, and I'm kind of thinking that the little fellow with the bangs is the more of the Derek, Nick.
Nick, yeah. Now he has a new haircut now, Donnie.
Yeah, I know. It's sticking straight up. Yeah, about this camp thing, another benefit for it is maybe they'll treat the two nominees with a little more respect. You know what I'm saying? You know how they usually will shun them, and then they think they're leaving, and they're never going to affect the game again? Maybe they won't bash them or shun them, and they'll include them and not talk so much crap about them because they think they might come back.
Good one, Donnie.
Yes.
and like, no, it could be really bad for the people that are in the people that are already in Camp Comeback. We might see new levels of shunning, Donnie.
Oh yeah. Well, they might think they've got nothing to lose, and they might bully the other people.
Yeah.
You know, they've been talking about the Stanford Prison Experiment in the house quite often. So
yeah, if you can't hold the game over their head, then you ain't got a whole lot to hold over their head.
So something that I was very surprised about tonight was that we had this twist and it was revealed, okay, so David is coming back and then also Ovi isn't leaving. And now we went right to the HOH competition. And I was asking myself, why does anybody want to be the HOH this week? Why do you want to send somebody to another room in the house where they're not even going to leave for another week? Donnie, were you surprised that a lot of people, and everybody got at least the first question right, were you surprised at how many people seem to be trying to get HOH?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I thought that too. But the way my mind is, I couldn't remember none of that stuff. So some people might have accidentally got it right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was hard to completely throw none of it. Yeah, it was a little random. Taryn, were you thinking the same thing about the HOH competition, or did you think that there was a lot of reasons for people to try to win it?
I mean, in particular, I think definitely there were reasons for Jessica and Kemi more than anyone else to really try and win this one. They are the most in danger here. And then, of course, Nicole also had a little bit of incentive there to try and win this one. Jack and Jackson don't really need to win this one. Like, you're right. Like, with the introduction of Camp Comeback, they are a lot safer than they were before. Not that somebody like Kemi wouldn't come after them now, but they would have a chance to come back. And I do think it's less likely that they'd be targeted. They probably don't need to win this competition. But when Jessica and Nicole or the other people left, they're probably a little bit nervous, and they're probably the types of people that can't help themselves when presented with the opportunity.
Yeah, Donnie, I know that Jack has been a real unpopular figure in the especially amongst people who are watching the live feeds, but I have to feel like that this is going to, if you thought that Jack was maybe on not the best path to begin with, I think this week two HOH is only going to accelerate his downfall. No?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You know, people say he's getting a pretty good edit, but last night, you know, the way he talked to Christy in the HOH, where he just kind of demanded that Kemi go up, was showing a little of his true colors. So if he acted like that and he wasn't the head of household, I think it'll really go to his head.
Yeah.
Terrence, that might split that bunch up.
Do you buy that, that this is going to only get Jack out of the house faster, this power?
Well, it's interesting because I was expecting Jack to be gone this week or next week or as soon as somebody that's not him or his immediate allies won HOH anyway. But then with the introduction of Camp comeback, I was like, okay, maybe he has a little bit of a buffer. But winning HOH, you know, again, might help accelerate it back to the point where as soon as Camp comeback ends, he might be targeted again. But he also has a chance to win the, you know, Whack Delicious competition. And that's going to be a good opportunity for him as well. So if he manages to win that one and he's got HOH and there's Camp comeback, I do feel like he might be able to sort of muscle his way through longer than I expected him to prior to this.
I think one of the big factors, Donnie, is that you know, you have Ovi and you have David who are still there, and they're sort of like the people on the sideline. And, you know, I know you faced this in your season, this like, you know, resistance to the big group, but if you had people, the people that went out before you guys also there, like, hey, no, look, this is what happened to me. You guys need to wake up and smell the coffee. It's like, you know, the ghost of Jacob Marley is there telling you, hey, this is going to happen to you too. If you don't, the same thing happened to me. I do feel like that has a chance to help prop up the resistance in the house to the power.
Possibly. Our season, I don't think it would have done no good. I mean, Devin came and told me, you know, there's an 8-person alliance. Mm-hmm. And then anytime I mention it to anybody else, oh, that don't exist anymore. And I'm like, you know, look how the votes are going. Look who's going on the block. It exists. You can't tell people like that. So, you know.
What if Jody Joey and Pow Pow were there?
Yeah, but, you know, look who they're telling. They're telling I was close with Hayden and I was telling him and he was saying no until he was out the door.
Mm-hmm. You
know?
Yeah.
So you know, there was a lot of non-fans on my season. According to the, you know, the interviews, there should be a lot of fans this season, but they must only watch like the last two or three seasons because mm-hmm. they don't seem like they're really good fans of the show.
Yeah, Donnie, most of them said, I am a fan. I recently became one after they contacted me.
A newer fan. So we'll see how it all plays out. Taryn, in terms of the numbers for the season, so, all right, we brought back David. Ovi didn't go home. Are we on track now for no other buyback for the rest of the season?
I don't think so. I think we're only buying ourselves. I think we're essentially just negating the David night one eviction because mm-hmm. we're just getting one person back. So I think if anything, we are probably still on track for at least one other sort of cancellation / battle back / whatever.
Okay, Taryn, yeah. I know that you have been famously against this night one eviction. Does this take the sting off it at all to have David return in this way?
It does take the sting off. And that is one of the things that I liked about this twist is that it, you know, it's been hard to watch Ovi on the feeds. He's just so earnest and he wants to be there so bad. And it's just, he just keeps running into a brick wall. And it was so hard to watch it happen. It's so hard to watch somebody like David, you know, the moment on his face when just night one, he's gone. I hate watching those things. So this does take the sting away a little bit that they get to spend some more time in the house, even if they never make it back into the game itself. They're still like living, you know, Ovi kind of living his dream, David getting a chance to do what he thought he was going to do, potentially quit his job for to come on and be a part of the show. So I like that. And they get to be more a part of the season as a whole. I really enjoy that part of it. And also just like game integrity wise, I do feel like this is more fair than having people be outside of the house.
And okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Why?
because when they're outside and then they come back, you usually don't even know that they're about to come back. And there's a lot less control you have over your relationship with them. You know, maybe you blindsided them. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you lied. Maybe you didn't. With this, then you have complete control. Whichever one comes back, you are responsible for the relationship that you have with that person that comes back, because you've been talking to them all week long. So, in a fairness sense, in the game integrity sense, I do like that better.
Donnie, how do you feel about that? Of course, we had Nicole leave the house and come back in Big Brother 16. Would it have been more fair if the people who were voted out got to stay there the whole time?
More fair. I don't know. More fair. They would be more, you know, she would know more about what was going on in the game, which our season, it really wouldn't have mattered. You know, she had to win or else. Yeah. But for this season, you know, I do like it. You know, not only will the house guests treat the nominees a little better, I think they've got to woo these people. You know, they got to woo them a little bit because they may come back. You know, they may be trying to make a little bit of side alliances with these people that's not even in the game, thinking they may come back. So there's going to be a lot of other dynamics. I think we'll get, unlike 19, they'll start treating each other a little bit better because you never know who's going to remain there.
I worry. I hope you're right, Donnie, but I'm worried that we are going to see even worse behavior towards the people that are the camp comeback people, and that nobody's going to want to associate with them, because if I associate with them, I could be the next to join them, Taryn.
Yeah, I mean, possibly, but I don't think it'll be that. I think it might change slightly for the better, but I think that for the most part, it's going to stay the same, and they're just going to talk behind their backs. And I mean, yeah, I think you're right in the sense that you shouldn't be caught like strategizing with them, because if you're caught whispering with David, mm-hmm. then it's like, what are you trying to, win some favor with David for when he comes back in? What's going on here? Why are you talking with David? David's not a strategizing person. He's out of the game. Were you trying to get some advantage? Like, what's happening here? So I could see a little bit of that, but, to be honest, that's not a whole lot different than how it is right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it gives them time to maybe wake some people up, like some mistakes, which, you know, all depends how smart they are. You know, Ovi wasn't asleep the night he heard the eight. So he knows that there was an eight out there. All right. Someone that I like also is Sam, the truck driver. Christy said my group to him. So maybe that leaves people in there to talk, to tell about the group. You know, you got more eyes and you got more ears. So, you know, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, these people that's not in the game can hear things and share it, or they could just make up some things. And you know, they could ruin some people's games.
Compare notes. Right. Yeah. Taryn, how do you think it's going to play out for OV that he ended up that I know a lot of people told him he was going to be safe all week and then ends up being a unanimous vote. I'm not sure if he ended up over the course of the day today getting that news that he was going to be the person voted out. So how do you think OV ends up reconciling that, what he was told all week to being unanimously voted out?
I don't think that Ovi is going to hold a grudge. I don't. I think that he is as positive as he appears to be. And I think he's also pragmatic in that sense. I think that when he was in the house, he was like, look, just anybody willing to work with me, just I am on board. Just somebody, please give me something. And I imagine that's going to continue to be his stance. Although I think it might actually at this point behoove him to, if he doesn't genuinely feel burned, maybe even just pretend to feel a little burned mm-hmm. by some people, just so people know where he stands and see him as somebody that like is a known quantity on the board and therefore potentially useful to them in a way that he didn't really appear to be when he was in the house and campaigning. He was just too fluid and people didn't know where he stood. So that he'll probably stay that way. And, you know, I'm not sure how well that will work for him, but I think if he comes back in, you know, week four, week five, whatever it is, he will have a much easier time getting to the end. We've seen this archetype really succeed as long as they get past that early stage of being targeted. So we could see a lot from Obi later on.
Donnie, we saw Ovi trying to save himself tonight. We saw him come clean to Jack and Jackson about the power, about as a reason why they should keep him in the house. Did you like that move, that Hail Mary?
I do, yeah. Because when Nick told him, he realized that he was being lied to and that he was going. So it was his last hope. He got the right two guys. He got the right two guys, and he told them, and it was I don't know how long they really talked, but he done good the way he tried to sell it. Mm-hmm. And, I think Jackson's a little bit like our Caleb. So, he was buying what he was selling. He probably just got talked out of it later by some Derek. But I thought he done a great job selling that.
Yeah.
Too.
He's kind of like a reverse Caleb where he's trying to get out of the showmans.
Yeah, that's right. Well, or go into another one.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, Terry.
I can tell you with Jackson and Kat here that Jackson considered voting Kat out. That was a real consideration here because he wanted to get out of that showmance. And he thought, I just can't stand, I can't handle it. I can't handle babysitting her all the time. Maybe we should really vote her out. And I really wish that had happened because this twist would have been so perfect.
That's
if that had happened and Jackson had manifested genuinely a vote flip to get Kat out of the game, and then it's like, sorry,
yeah,
you were conspiring against me and now I'm still here.
Are you bitches conspiring against me?
Yeah. That was very funny to the way that it played out on the show. And Taryn, you had actually had that on the live feed updates of talking about how, it is not the best way, even if people are conspiring against you, to keep walking into rooms and constantly asking the question,
are you bitches conspiring against me?
Yeah, it's really not the best strategy in the house. And it's also it's not very funny either. She's like, oh, it's a joke, right? You're not conspiring against me, are you?
Yes.
Are you? And so it's not the best strategy. But Rob, I realized when I watched this episode, I should not have doubted Kat. She is a social media manager.
Well, I was going to ask Donnie, and he's wearing a RHAP t-shirt tonight. Donnie, will you be purchasing on Instagram in a couple of weeks or months a Are You Bitches Conspiring Against Me t-shirt on Kat's Instagram?
No.
No.
I don't think so. I didn't know what she done for a living. So I won't be doing
influencer, Instagram influencer. So
she knows what she's doing. Yeah. She absolutely knows what she's doing. She knew she was coming up with a catchphrase. She knew how to make herself stand out. Don't sleep on this woman here.
Okay. That goes for you too, Jackson. Okay. All right. So Donnie, I want to hear you talk about Cliff and if you've been able to relate to Cliff at all in this house and how's he doing?
Definitely. Yeah. I would say if I had to pick a favorite this season so far, it would be a tie with Cliff and that cute little Nicole girl. Mm-hmm. She don't get to make the TV show that much, but I think she's really cute and I think she's smart and she's under the radar. Mm-hmm. So, but him, I like him. I figured he would be the first nominated, and just like me, his face showed up on the screen first. But since he avoided the first eviction, I think he will go a long ways. I think he'll be a 5-4-3.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we hope so. Donnie, do you think though that with this camp comeback twist in the works, do you think that Cliff could potentially be somebody that they send out of the house because he's not going to be somebody who's going to be too volatile to live with for the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I thought about that too. When they came up with this, I immediately thought, "Ooh, there's a battle of the block." So they'll throw weak people in there, Hopefully they won't, but it might benefit them better to throw weak people in there. That's usually why they make these type of twists.
Yeah. Taryn, do you think that this could be big trouble for Cliff?
Yeah, that was one of my first thoughts, was that this is probably not good for Cliff's chances here because he is such an easy person to just be like, hey, I can just take Cliff out. I probably don't have to worry about him getting back in. And, you know, unfortunately, while everyone loves him, nobody's really going to stick their neck out for him. So I won't make a ton of waves making this move either. He really is kind of the perfect person to just send right in. I guess not right out the door, send right upstairs into camp comeback. So yeah. I hope not, but it doesn't look great.
This is going to be such a weird week where we're going to have an eviction that's going to take place where what you're going to be having two people on the block. One of them is going to be evicted to upstairs, at least in the following week. Then there will be whatever competition is going to transpire is going to happen. And then three out of those four people will be gone for the following HOH's eviction. But for this one is going to shaping up to be a very odd week, Donnie.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. You know, this season was kind of like getting a little stale, and this just pepped it back up again. So I'm looking forward to how it's going to play out with that Jack fella, though. The easiest thing he could do right now with a no brainer, which they don't usually do, the no brainers would be put Cliff and Catherine. Is that her name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put them two up. Then you can claim there's no blood on your hands because they've already been up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then see if anybody becomes a target and you backdoor them.
One thing is for sure, Taryn, this was a victory tonight, and it is not debatable for Team Good Feeds.
Yes, I hope so. For now, I think that it'll be interesting to see the evicted players in the house. But I think that the biggest impact would have happened tonight, like when it was a surprise. I think that people are going to be a little more prepared for it in the future, and it won't be super exciting. I hope so, but I do also think that we may be getting a little bit more of like just kind of like, okay, we know what's coming because we can't lie to anyone. And you know, okay, it came, and you know, it's okay, I get it. You know, I might be coming back into the house, so I don't want to be too mad at anyone. So you know, we'll see.
Okay, we'll see. All right. We'll tune in tomorrow to find out exactly how tonight is going to go over on the live feed updates. Donnie, tonight I thought we had one of the most incredible moments in the history of Big Brother that we've gotten to see tonight in the episode.
All right. Settle down, Beavis. Everyone take a seat.
Settle down, Beavis, from Julie Chen Moonves. How about that?
Yeah, who was she talking to?
The house guest. When was the last time somebody said, settle down, Beavis?
I don't know. I never heard that. I don't know nobody Beavis and Butt. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Is Julie a Beavis and Butthead fan, Taryn?
I guess so. I thought maybe that was referring to like some old timey show, but
yes, Beavis and Butthead.
Well, that's not that old. I'm talking like 40s or something, but not the case. That is definitely a Beavis and Butthead.
Hey, which one of the
Beavis? Settle down, Beavis.
Yes.
Which one of the Beavis and Butthead is the dark headed one? You know,
that would be Butthead. Beavis is the blonde guy.
Okay. Because there's one guy in there that kind of favors the dark headed one.
You're saying there's somebody that looks like Butthead?
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, you just pay attention next time. You'll see him.
somebody looks like, is it Sam?
No, it's not Sam.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
Taryn, do you think that Julie will drop any other Beavis and Butthead lines? Will she need any TP for her bunghole? She's the great Chenholio. Did you watch that show, Donnie?
She's going to sneak one in every live show.
What? Watch Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah.
I have a long time ago. Yeah, I moved out when I was in my 20s and got cable for the first time, and I thought that MTV and all that stuff was just hilarious.
she's been known for some daring fashion choices, right? I feel like maybe the underwear on the head, that could work.
Yeah. Donnie, the chat is saying that Nick is your Butthead doppelganger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nate.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's bring in some questions here as we are talking with the great Donnie Thompson. And so this is a good question from Valen Tucker. Taryn, you and I both felt the same way about this when we thought that, okay, there's going to be an eviction, but then Ovi will be back in the game. But now, can Ovi use his power from Camp Comeback? What about the nightmare power?
Yes, my answer remains the same as it was before. I would expect that he can still use the power. Mike actually tweeted out that he asked this question of Alison Grodner, and she said that it would be addressed on the live show, and it was not. So
it'd be a different live show.
Yeah. Yeah. But my guess would be yes, that he can, because they want it used.
They want it used. Donnie, I can't wrap my head around this, that that Ovi as a player not in the game is going to be able to change the HOH's nominations. He can't even go to the HOH meeting.
I wouldn't think so, but it might determine who's nominated, might determine if it's able to be used or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. And sorry, to be clear, I mean, when he comes back, I think it'll be valid again.
Okay. You don't think he can use it now?
Yes. Yeah. Not from camp, camp comeback.
Yeah.
Well, that should be fair because, you know, they did say it was good for 6 weeks. So I think he should be able to use it if he comes back. Yes.
Although, Taryn, it would be really great if then Jack comes out with his nominations and it's Kenny and Jessica and it's like nightmare power and Jack is then stumped on who he can nominate at that point.
That would be so good because Ovi pitched him and he turned it down. And it's like, all right, well, you're getting the nightmare power one way or another, Jack.
That's right. That's right. So we'll see. Okay. Let's take this question. This is from Scott Ellis, who wants to know, on a scale of 1 to 10, what level of HOH-itis are we going to see this week? Donnie, can you give us the 7-day forecast for the HOH weather?
Yeah. If they were smart, they could have an easy week, but they probably won't. They'll get paranoid. So I'm a hoping for about an 8 to 10, you know, especially since Jack's head of household. I'm hoping he'll butt heads against some other power person. You know, I'm hoping so. So, you know, I think we're going to get good television shows, good live feeds. I'd say 8 to 10. I hope.
Okay. Taryn, is there any chance that Jack surprises us this week and it's not that bad?
No.
No, no chance.
No.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Let's see. Let's watch him drive this HOH off a cliff and hopefully not onto cliff.
Hey, are there still no have-nots yet?
Oh, I think the have-nots are the camp comeback people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like in our annex HOH upstairs. So, you know, they still got a room to spare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Taryn, do we know if the camp comeback people are going to be like on slop or anything? I know they have bad accommodations, but it didn't seem that bad.
No, it did not. It was like, it was just like a weirdly decorated thing. You know, the whole season so far has just, it's like screamed 90s to me, between like the camp theme and like the various contestants who have lots of like different 90s haircuts and looks.
Settle down, Beavis
and Butthead. And now they have like this weird, you know, older TV in that room. Yeah. And it's everything just seems very 90s to me. And this is no exception. And I would expect that they're going to be having slop. I think that they want to sort of have this thing of like, you know, oh, it's bad conditions there in Extinction Camp. I mean, Camp Comeback.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a question from Craig, who is asking us, do you think that Ovi saw his best friend's sullen faces during Julie's announcement that he was staying? And if so, will it matter? Taryn, do you think that Ovi will be able to get a good read on who was actually sad when he was leaving?
I think that Ovi is mostly just focused on, you know, anybody that's willing to work with me. You know, he certainly trusted certain people and then they betrayed him multiple times. And I'm sure they're going to be like, oh, you know, we accidentally voted you out. And he'll be like, oh, I believe you. But, you know, he's already said to the cameras that he's willing to turn on Jack and people like that, as long as he has the opportunity. He just doesn't have the opportunity yet. So, I think that it's just, again, it's going to just be like, I'm friends with everybody. Don't worry about it. Just wait until he gets HOH or power or something. That's when we'll see the real Ovi.
Donnie, at the point that somebody's getting evicted, do you know who your real friends are in that house?
Yeah. I did. You know who your friends are, whether you know who is telling you the truth or not. You know, I don't really, you know, there's going to be a lot of phoniness and fakeness going on tonight. It's going to be like night one all over again. Everybody's going to be all phony. Yeah. He came in running. He's probably got them boys scared because he looked athletic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be really interesting. How do you think that he's going to acclimate to being in the house now? You have he was there on the, I guess it was a night one eviction for him, but it was a night two for us on the show. Everybody else is on day 14. Is it 13 or 14, Taryn?
Yesterday was day 14.
Okay, today's 15.
Yes.
And so what's that going to be like that he has, you know, not even slept there yet?
I think it's going to be like we've seen it in Big Brother Canada a few times. It's basically just a new person entering the game because they knew him for a total of like 3 hours. So, you know, they had a vague memory of him. It's like they knew him from Sequester before the season started because they saw him in casting and then, oh, look, he's shown up. Except there's like a little bit of, oh, I was maybe the cause of him going away. But I honestly imagine that won't hold up that much. I think he'll be fine. And I think he mostly has a clean slate here.
Donnie, do you feel like anybody is going to be not especially welcoming to have David back as a outsider who has not been there for the first 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think everybody will be just as normal and pleasant to him except Jackson, because he was the sole person that was responsible for him. You know, he wasn't evicted, so he can't hold that against no one. And, you know, as of right now, he could say, you know, he still has never been evicted. Ovi can't say that. But, yeah, I think he might have animosity towards Jackson.
But I think Jackson is going to be like, hey, I put you in that competition. You were supposed to win. What happened? You blew it.
Yeah.
You screwed up. Yeah. That was the plan. You were supposed to beat these guys.
He'll try that, but you'll be able to read it on his face.
Yeah. Okay. Big Brother Addict wants to know, did you catch Christy at the end saying, did you know I manifested no one going home? What do you make of that? Donnie, how about that? Do you think that Christy has superior powers to manifest things and that she was able to create this destiny tonight?
No. I guess, in that house, there's so much paranoia. The things I could tell you about things I saw, good Lord.
Give us some hints.
Well, there was people that checked rooms. You know, I would go to bed early, and there was one girl who would walk in a room, and it would be dark. 5 minutes later, she'd come back and walk in a room. They wanted to see, you know, they just inventoried room to see who was in there. Mm-hmm. The paranoia is that bad. And then toward the end of my stay, the things I seen go on one night, I was like, is my brain playing tricks on me, or am I really seeing this? And I was really seeing it. And there's some crazy stuff that goes on in there. Some crazy stuff.
What do you make of Christy so far, Donnie?
I like her. I only like her because of the relationship with Tommy. I think he's a great character and I like him. So I like her because of that, you know, because they knew each other. I dislike her because she's in the 8-person alliance, but I do like Tommy and I hope she can help his game.
How do you think that she's going to walk away from this HOH week where Ovi went out but did not go home?
Yeah, I think she made out wonderfully. You know, she could always, hey, she nominated him, but everybody voted him out. So who's he going to hold it against? The person that nominated or the people that voted him out? You know, she could always said, oh, I was, if it would have been Ty, I would have saved you. You know, I think she came out pretty good.
Okay. There's a question from Shan Rose. With this twist and the impending HOH-itis, is Jack a lock to go home week five? Donnie, are you over under Jack out on week number five? Let's say eviction number five.
Yeah. We'll say he's like Devin, but no, I think he'll make jury really good.
Yeah. Taryn, would you buy that the true or false Jack will be out before the by the fifth eviction?
I'd take the over. I think he's making it at least that far. And then even if he is the target, he's got a good chance to win or one of his allies win. So I think he can at least make it that far, probably a little bit further.
Yeah, it's just so hard for these people that run so hot in the game that it's very hard just to have that kind of longevity for 99 days. I think the people that we end up seeing do so well are the people who, even if they're playing nonstop, that they sort of like at least have the impression from people that they're not always gaming, and then he's just so intense. I don't think that you could do that for the length of the summer, Donnie, and manage to get to the end.
Yeah, I don't think he'll get to the end, but I think he'll go past 5 weeks. Yeah, because he's in such a huge alliance. They not only got the brawn, but they brought in some brain, and you know, with an alliance that big, you can, you know, there's veto. You can have an alliance member to save you. So I definitely think he'll go beyond 5 weeks.
Okay. This is a question from Dory. Can we have Reem as the official counselor of Camp Comeback? Yeah, I mean, you need a good mayor of the Edge of Extinction. David and Ovi are too nice to be the people that are welcoming everybody to Camp Comeback. You need like a Reem out there, like, dude, you know what? This room, these accommodations are so lame.
Yeah, instead, can you imagine Ovi on Extinction Island? Just like, welcome. I baked you some cookies. Mm-hmm. We made them from the coconuts. They're coconut cookies. I hope you enjoy them. You know, I hope that anything else that you need, you know, if you need to change under my bed, anything you need, I got it. You don't worry about it.
Yeah. Donnie, did you watch this past Survivor season?
Oh, I watched them all. Okay. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I liked it. I mean, because you got to enjoy those people that you would have never got to enjoy on another season. You know, Reem would have been gone and we would have never got it. And she made every episode. So just to make national TV every episode, when it went off, you heard her words last. So that was great. You know, it's good for her and her family that, you know, she got to last that long. I mean, if you ain't going to win, might as well get some time.
Do you know what? I liked you. You were my Team America guy. I like you so much, Donnie. I tell you what, that this Jack, though, this guy is super lame. Drop kick that guy. I don't like him. All right. Kaylin Herman tweeted, was anybody else wildly uncomfortable with the amount of shout outs there was? I was literally screaming at the TV. Come on, we are live, guys. I liked Kaylin's other tweet about this, where she said, happy birthday to every friend and family member of the Big Brother 21 cast.
Yeah, they should cut away. As soon as they cast their eviction, they should cut away. They shouldn't let them do that. They tell us no shout outs. It's reminded on a daily, every live show is some of the things they say, no shout outs. And they let them do it when they got the power to cut away from that mess.
Yes.
I don't want to see it.
It was ridiculous this week that every single day was the birthday of a family member. It was, you know, Cliff's son, Nicole's dad, you know, I think Tommy's something. Like, it was every single day there was somebody that had a birthday. It was ridiculous. But the shout outs were out of control. And I was very pleased with Cliff, who did have, you know, his son had a birthday, but he did not shout out his son's birthday because he knows better.
Yes, he said he's he says the shout outs for early in the morning before anybody wakes up like you're supposed to.
Exactly.
That's right. He's,
yeah. His son saw him on the live feeds, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Donnie, what could they do? Is there anything that production can do?
Cut away from them real quick. Cut their mic. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they can do that. They can do a lot of magic. I'm sure they can take that away.
Yeah. And by the way, speaking of Caitlin, she will be here with us next week for the live eviction on Thursday night, where we will see whoever Jack ends up sending out of the house on his HOH week. Caitlin will be here with us in the studio to talk about it next week. Okay. Let's take a question from Chris, Chris Alberti, who says, who's your favorite house guest so far this season? Donnie, so all right, we've talked about some of your favorites, but who else are you really enjoying this season?
Okay, I'm just a television watcher and I'm a fan. I've watched every season, so when the profiles come out, me and my brother will watch them and we kind of pick our favorites according to the profiles before they entered the house. I liked Sam, Nick, Cliff, Annalise, yes, and the little Nicole.
Yes.
Now, since they've been in there, you know, a lot of them hadn't been on the TV show, so I don't know a lot about them. I like, my favorite two is Cliff and Nicole. I really like Sam. I really like that feller. He ain't gave me nothing to not like about him so far. So
you don't mind if he yells in the diary room, Donnie?
No, I don't mind a bit. No, maybe. I mean, look at Johnny Mac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Taryn, how come people liked it when Johnny Mac yelled in the diary room?
Well, the people are comparing Sam to Johnny Mac. They just feel like that right now. I think they kind of feel like Sam is the lesser version, that Johnny Mac did it better. But I don't know. I think Sam is, you know, yeah, I think especially on the show, he has been good. And I think he will continue to be good.
Okay. This is a question from Mindy. What's the best strategy for these evicted house guests? Should they stir as many pots as possible, or bang as many pots as possible, or lay low? Donnie, well, what's the right way to play this if you are in Camp Comeback?
I think they should stir as many pots as possible because they're not getting voted back in. They've got to earn their way back in. So I think you've got nothing to lose at this point. I chose not to do a lot of things because I was like, well, my family's watching, their family's watching. But, you know, if we could do it all over again, I could stir a few pots myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Taryn, do you think there's any chance that these two guys are going to do anything else except behave as perfectly polite citizens of the Big Brother house?
Well, I mean, honestly, we don't really know who David is. We've never seen him on the feeds. He was in the house for a grand total of just a few hours. So he could be anybody. He could totally stir things up. He could be the guy that I hoped he was when I saw him fake cry to Aika. He could really stir things up if he wanted to, potentially, if that's who he is. Or he could be more on the Ovi scale of things and just kind of be nice and polite and whatever. I think that's probably what Ovi will be doing. You know, Ovi just needs time to find people that are actually willing to work with him, and I think that's what he's just going to continue to do. I have no idea what David's going to do.
Yeah. I really hope that Ovi breaks in the, and I don't mean that in like goes crazy, but I like to see, like, I'm imagining like, you know, that meme of like Kermit the Frog, like looking in the mirror with Kermit the Frog with like a cloak on of like me and also me. And then there's like nice Ovi. And then there's Ovi who is just about to go ham on this house. Is there a chance, Taryn?
I think that Ovi absolutely is capable of being a compelling player on the show. I think the problem is that he is in a situation where he finds it very difficult to fit in with the very cliquey group in the house. You know, I mean, in many ways, Donnie, you know, it's kind of a similar spot to where you were, where, like, I'm sure that if you were playing with a bunch of other people that were like you, you were able to like fit in with a lot more than, you know, all of these, you know, crazy people on Big Brother 16, that were like fans of the game. That, like, if you were able to fit in with people, then you're able to really open up and play more like I'm sure you would want to, rather than just kind of like being forced to just kind of like do as much as you can when you're able to, but kind of having your hands tied behind your back, right?
100%, 100%. He was left out of the loop early, and it's just so hard. You know, Rockstar even said it last night. When you're not included in that big group, it's hard to infiltrate it. If they don't include you to start with, very hard. So, yeah, I wish he could get back in. There's still enough of the non-eight that could, that could fight against them. You know, all they got to do is win head of household.
Okay. Yeah, I think that people like Ovi, David, Cliff, Nicole, all of these people, they need to hope that this big alliance of eight cracks and they start fighting with each other and they need numbers. And that's when the game will open up. And that's when they can find new relationships, make new connections, and actually start making moves in the game. And I do think that Ovi is capable, once he gets power, of being like, hey, remember week two? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see,
more cookies.
I do think that we found the big fault line in this group, Donnie. I think that it's Jack and Christy. I don't know if the two of them can coexist and have a working relationship for too long. That I just think that, as Karen has well documented, that relationship, I think, is just going to be too toxic for the Big Brother house to end up being able to be on the same page for much longer.
Yeah, I think so too. I hope Christy can get with Tommy and go over to the Jessicas and, you know, that the other side of the house. Hey, since there's two guys evicted, have the girls mentioned anything about a girl alliance?
Yes. That has come up, actually. This is prior to the eviction, that Kemi, Bella, Jessica, and Nicole have made an all-female alliance called the Black Widows that Jessica is kind of at the head of. She has really been pushing the girl power, as she calls it, and she's been pushing that with some of the other women as well. But Kat and Bella are not into the girl power. They don't like it. They would rather work with the guys. And Bella has also exposed this Black Widows alliance to Nick. So Nick knows about it. So it's not quite a secret anymore, but there has been talk, and there is an alliance that has come together.
Okay. Let's take a question from BB Survivor fan. Where do you see David fitting into this house socially? Do you think he is out for revenge, or will he try to cozy up to Grateful? Taryn, do you think that, is there a chance that David could be adopted back into the, hanging out with Jack and Jackson, like we saw a little bit in Jackson's original pitch to David?
I do. I really do. I think that when you are new to the house and you have no idea what the social dynamics are, and you see that there is one big group of people that all get along, they're the in crowd, they're the cool kids, and they're inviting you and you fit in with them, of course you're going to choose to hang out with them. You're going to choose to be like, okay, yeah, I'm with you guys. I'm not going to choose to be part of the outcasts that haven't even coalesced together to form any kind of resistance to the main group. No, I'm going to go to the main group because that's where it's safest. Not only that, but Jack is HOH this week, which automatically puts him in charge. It makes that group even stronger, and I think makes the allure of being with them even stronger. So I would be surprised if David did not try to get in with those people.
And if I'm Jack and Jackson's publicist at this point, I think that being best friends with David is a great idea.
Yep. I agree.
Smart move. I think that's a good move on their part. Okay.
We might see some new side alliances.
We hope so.
Might see some detonators come out of the bomb squad. You know what I'm saying?
Elizabeth says, over under on how long before production tells the house guests they cannot do the dances in the diary room hallway. Donnie, does production frown upon the dancing? I feel like that's the least of their problems.
Yeah, I don't think, I think they kind of like encourage that because, you know, it's
boring.
Yeah, you don't hear no audio. It's just something cute. There's a little bit of time from moving one person in to moving one person out. So that kind of fills that little void. So I think they like the little cute dances. But that daggum shout out stuff, they need to do away with that mess.
Let's just mention about the HOH competition. And I don't know how you guys felt, but I thought that, Donnie, this was such a snooze, this HOH. I was like, wake me up when this is over, because this fireworks competition was like, it was, you know, you're sitting there and you're watching this. I felt like, you know, I'm bored at a real fireworks show, Donnie. I'm watching like computer generated screensaver fireworks. So boring.
Yeah. I'd rather watch them do rock, paper, scissors would have been a lot better. I think this would have just been another good opportunity to throw the knock the golf ball thing. And that usually is really quick. Then to have this, that's a waste of a good panel.
This went on forever.
Yeah.
So long, Taryn.
I'm totally with you, Rob. I don't like regular fireworks in person. This, you know, that's boring enough. Watching fireworks on television, insanely boring. Watching fake fireworks on television. Yeah. This is like a screensaver that pops up on your computer. Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And it was not compelling.
Donnie, I hope that this does not get misconstrued as being un-American, but, you know, fireworks are fun for about 2 minutes. It's you know, the first one goes up and you're like, ooh. And then the next 23 minutes are like, is this the finale? Is this over yet? Is it over yet? When is this over?
And they keep doing the encores, and you're just like, when am I ever going to get to bed?
It's like, oh boy, yeah. It's not that great. Just you know, you tell me, listeners, are you having that much fun watching the fireworks tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when you're watching and you're bored and everyone else is still going, oh, whoa, it's like the same thing over and over. Like, what is, okay, I get it. You know, some people like their own things, but.
Okay. Donnie, what other thoughts do you have on Big Brother 21? Is there anything else that you've noticed over this first week of the show?
Well, like when they was going to vote to evict, didn't it seem like there was like 30 or 40 people that voted?
That's a lot of people.
I mean, there's just people keep coming in. I looked at Tommy. I was like, I forgot they was even in there. It was a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people so far. Daddy, what have you thought about the Camp BB theme?
It's all right. I like it. You know, they've had a whole lot worse. You know, we had like lettuce on the wall and stuff like that. So I think the camping's pretty cool. You know, especially that camper back there. That would be awesome to have that camper on the wall.
Yeah. You like that so far.
Yeah. And then the target room, that would be a good one to turn into a have not room.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see them tortured in people. You know, I had to eat slop for 2 weeks. So I think they should have to eat slop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Taryn, is it worthwhile for any feed updates from tonight?
We do have a little bit of an update. Yeah.
Okay, Donnie, you want to hear a feed update?
Lord, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's do a quick one. Quick check in on the live feeds here tonight. You can hang around, right? People shouldn't leave.
Hey, I ain't got to work tomorrow. It's 4th of July. I might stay up and watch After Dark.
Whoa. Okay. All right. Let's do a quick live feed update.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler.
Warning.
A spoiler.
Warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
All right. Those fireworks. Okay. All right. Taryn. What's been going on since we've been talking to Donnie on the podcast?
So, Rob, you asked two questions. You said, you know, what will happen with these camp comeback people? Yeah. Will people ostracize them? And you also asked, you know, how bad will Jack be on the HOHitis scale? So to answer both of those questions, apparently pretty quickly after the feeds came back, a house meeting was called.
Yeah.
In which Jack proclaimed to the House that nobody should talk to the camp comeback people about strategy. Nobody should be talking to them about strategy. It'll just put a target on your back. And you know what? It's better for them. It's better for them when they come back too, that nobody talks strategy with them. And it's really just, you shouldn't be doing that.
You know what? I think this is going to be a scorching hot take, Taryn, but I think that Jack is being underrated for what he is adding to the house, because that you need, I think, a heel, somebody that everybody can agree we hate this person, and it's never going to be boring with Jack in the house.
Yes.
I do not condone any behavior that he's had, and he could be just as intolerable without some of the other stuff that he's doing in the house, but that this guy is a good character to have on the show.
On the show, yes. Definitely.
Although we haven't even gotten to that on the show yet.
This is true. It's true. I would love for him to have this sort of chaotic presence in the strategic sense without unnecessary cruelty.
This week.
Yeah. Yes. I think that, you know, he's not quite, the perfect candidate here. But there are definitely elements to him strategically that on the show, I think stuff like this, calling house meetings and telling the entire house that they shouldn't talk strategy to somebody, like that is Devin levels of, what are you doing, man? Yeah.
Donnie, do you think that we will end up seeing this storyline emerge of Jack being the mean bully of the house?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think it's coming. Yeah, this is the week.
They showed a little bit last night when he was like demanding who was the renom, and so it'll true colors come out.
I think it's coming, and I think that Jack will end up being, bringing a lot of drama to the show this week, and we'll have a fun downfall. I think that's coming. Hang in there, everybody.
Yeah, we got to have a villain to pull against, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. When he gets evicted, it's going to be a beautiful moment.
It will be. And I think there's almost, and look, I've been wrong before, Taryn. I didn't think that the pretty boys were going to last, but this is not sustainable what Jack has going on. Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Look. I do want to just make sure that people are aware, just in case, that Tommy really wants to drag Jack down to like final three. Tommy would love for that to happen. He thinks that Jack is a villain, and he's correct. And he thinks that Jack is a lovely little shield to put in front of him, and he is correct. And I also think Tommy is probably the best player in the house and the most capable of succeeding in that plan, if that is what he wants to do. I still don't think it's necessarily possible, given just how visible Jack is, but just be aware that there is somebody that would like to keep him around for a while.
But I would argue you could do that on Survivor. It's been done on Survivor. I don't know if you can really do that on Big Brother. If you can bring that type of person 99 days with you to the end, that you could bring a Victoria, God bless her, Donnie.
I mean, Caleb was rocked.
But
Caleb wasn't quite as hot as burning as Jack, but
I think there were two Calebs. I don't think that the first half of the season Caleb you could have, and then the post Amber Caleb was a different guy. Donnie, what do you think about all that, those Big Brother 16 takes?
Oh yeah. Caleb after Amber left was oh my God, he was enjoyable. Even though he was on the other side, he was so much fun, entertaining with his Judy chops and flipping and all that crazy stuff. And then he gave great diary rooms, and he was just a great character. Yeah,
yeah. Jackson is definitely more of the Caleb in the pair of them, I think. But we do also have the initial talks here about what the nominees are going to be.
Okay. What do you got?
So this is not surprising.
Should we brace ourselves?
Jack has said immediately that he knows who he is putting up on the block, and it's going to be Kemi and Jess.
I feel like David and Ovi are going to have some interesting conversations in the comeback camper late at night. Like, I think Ovi is going to have some, like, David, I got to talk to you about something. I got to tell you about what's been going on here at this house. Like, oh, what? What's been, like, okay. Well, this is a long story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and apparently Jack also talked about how he would love to backdoor Nick, break up this 8 alliance. He would love to make that big move. But with the camp comeback thing, he's not sure. Jackson said that's not a good idea because Nick is going to still be here mm-hmm. and then come back. So we should probably hold off on that.
Okay. All right. We'll see how it goes. I'm sure the plans will change a multitude of times. This is one extra day, Taryn, in the Jack HOH because we get crowned on a Wednesday night. It will be HOH until Thursday.
Yes.
So who knows that Donnie, that this thing could go sideways 10 times over.
We just got that. We just learned from Taryn that little bit that happened in less than an hour. Just think what we can do in 8 days.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let me talk a little bit about what's coming up on Rob Has a Podcast. The Amazing Race Canada 2019 Season 7 premiere is here. Jessica Lees and Dan Heaton have the recap. Jess said it was a really great episode. Really fun start to the season. Check that out in our Rehap Ups feed. Then, hey, it's the 4th of July, but Taryn is not starting up the grill. He's not making the eggs until later on because he is going to be back with a special 4th of July Thursday morning update. Taryn, did you find anybody else that was as committed as you were to be on the live feed update on the 4th of July?
Yes.
Yes. Is it
Mary?
Mary. Oh, wow. Okay. America Mary on the 4th of July. So very excited to have the season 21 debut of Mary Kwiatkowski on the live feed update. Yeah, that'll be a big audience tomorrow. I think a lot of people are going to be actually, you think that people are sleeping in tomorrow? Or you think that people are going to be home watching?
Yes, yeah, so you sleep in. I mean, most people, you know, sleep in until around, you know, if you're sleeping, I don't know, like 10, 11, kids, right?
I'll be up. Donnie, you'll be up. Donnie, do you sleep in on the days that you don't have to get up early?
Lord, no, I never sleep in. I'll probably stay up and watch about an hour of After Dark. And I'll be up about 7.
Okay. All right. That's there good. Go. I take that. All right. And then, this is a new card Scott St. Pierre has been working on. Let's look at this. Okay. Coming soon to Rob Has a Podcast, deep dive with the Amazing Race, Brett and Chris special. I know Brett Lavelle was watching live earlier, Donnie. He was excited. He said that he was excited that you were on.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed watching him on The Amazing Race. Okay. I've met him several times. Yeah, he's a great guy. I like him.
All right. And then on Saturday, it'll be episode number 2 of the special season of Are You the One? So be sure to check that out in our Wrap Ups feed. And then on Saturday, Survivor South Africa is going to be back for another episode with Mike Bloom and Shannon Gates. And then Sunday night, we will be live after the Sunday episode. So be on the lookout for that. That'll be at 9:15 p.m. Eastern time when we kick off our coverage. And then, of course, Rob has a website.com/patron. Of course, all of this podcasting is made possible by you, the listeners, who have decided to become patrons of Rob as a Podcast and support everything that we have going on, this shared love of these crazy shows, everything we have going on in our patron community, our patron-only podcast feed, and more at robhasawebsite.com/patron. Okay, thanks, Scott, for putting all of that together. Donnie, how are the Pop-Tarts going?
Oh, Lord, you should see my big old belly. Mm-hmm. I eat everything in sight. I say, anybody offer me something, I say, my name's Jimmy. I take all you give me.
Taryn, hey, would you eat a Pop-Tart?
Sure. Okay. There's a Pop-Tart.
There's a lot of calories in Pop-Tarts, though, a lot.
What's the best Pop-Tart?
It's fudge on the inside, and it's got white frosting with little fudge sprinkles on the outside. They call it something. I'll be John
Maybe
Brown.
It's Jack Knows.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's like Oreos and cookies or something. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, boy. That does seem like I'm not a chocolate person. Oh. Any non-chocolate no? Pop-Tarts?
Oh, there's all kind of berry ones. You got blueberry and strawberry and all kind of cherry. Oh, yeah, they're good, too.
They have like a just plain yogurt Pop-Tart.
S'mores. Yeah. I could do like Bubba Gump on shrimp with Pop Tarts. Hey, I feel like we needed a Love Island commercial during this.
Oh, Johnny, will you be watching Love Island?
No, I will not be watching Love Island.
Yeah. I think that Love Island could attract a lot of viewers if they just say, hey, Survivor and Big Brother fans, check out Love Island because people who get voted out are actually gonna go home. Hey, you like shows where people get voted out and actually leave the show, you'll love Love Island.
Here's what I think CBS ought to do. You know how MTV, they'll take people like from the real world, Road Rules and Are You the One, and they'll do the challenge. I think CBS ought to come up with some type of challenge. And I hate to say this, they could make it the Amazing Race and put like Survivor, just kind of like they done. Mm-hmm. Because people love to watch Survivor and Big Brother people, you know, MTV's even stealing them. So why not do it for yourself? You know what I'm saying?
Amazing Race is expensive. I feel like you have the perfect venue in the Big Brother house. I mean, if you're going to do it, just throw these people in the Big Brother house.
Yeah. That would be cheap. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Donnie, if you were going to run the Amazing Race, who would your Amazing Race partner be from the world of reality TV?
Well, all right. When I was in the jury house, they wanted me and the girlfriend I had at the time to do it. And so for 1 week, I thought I was doing it. I was like, I was tickled to death. Yeah, yeah. I had never even watched it. And I was asking people in the jury, so I couldn't tell nobody. I had some secret. You know, I had Team America's secret. And I had the Bold and the Beautiful secret. And then I had the Amazing Race secret. So I was asking people, I was like, what did they do on there? So my girlfriend decided not to do it. I guess she figured I lost my job, she wouldn't lose hers. Mm-hmm. So if I could do it now, I would do it with Kevin from season 19.
Kevin Schlauber. Yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay. Oh, that would be such a good team.
Yeah, he's lots of fun. Yeah, he's wide open.
Yeah, that would be really fun. Are you guys very close?
Yeah, pretty close. I went up there and saw him a couple times, hung out with him and his family. Such a great character. Me and him, I usually lose my voice. And, you know, I don't think I'm much of a talker, but I try to keep up with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be like the most wholesome Amazing Race team of all time.
Maybe.
Maybe. Kevin has some stories, Taryn.
After watching Amazing Race, I think it would be so fun. Just look at the places you get to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know about all the heights and stuff, but, you know, I guess you could always close your eyes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'd be so fun. Yeah.
Donnie, you could have thrown your hat into the ring for this last reality rumble on The Amazing Race, the reality showdown.
Well, I didn't figure you had to put in for it. They know where to find me if they had thought about it.
You got to keep reminding them.
Oh, okay. 5 million votes. That should have been enough reminder.
Don't forget about the great Donnie Thompson, of course. Donnie is on Twitter. It's just at Donnie Thompson BB. Is that right?
Lord,
yes. It's, okay. It's just well, here, ask Tommy. Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Donnie Thompson BB. Yeah. Yes.
I have to give a shout out to Donnie's brother, Tommy, who has been always is a big help in getting Donnie set up to do these podcasts. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you mentioning it. I don't own a computer. I don't have the internet. This ain't even my house. This is Big Brother's house.
Okay. All right. Taryn, of course, I mean, you have the live feed update. What else you got going on?
You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I did a stream dedicated to the Stockwatch today. We went through all of the prices and the math and
I got
the possibility.
Picks in for the Stockwatch.
There you go. What did you do?
I bought a little Ovi.
A little Ovi. Oh, you took the risk.
I felt confident that Ovi was going to be hanging around, but I don't know if he's going to get back into the game.
There you go. Wow.
I outsmarted myself.
It's a risky one.
It was a little risky.
You got a one in four shot.
A little bit. So we'll see. I mean, I felt better when I thought that he was getting at least a 50-50 shot.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Okay. All right. So yeah, it took me like a little while to really wrap my head around the rules of the Stockwatch.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that's one of the reasons why, you know, we're not going to go over all the rules on the podcast itself.
I think it might have been a better use of my time to actually learn the stock market, and then the amount of time it took me to learn the stock watch.
Well, the basic premise is that all of the complicated rules just factor into the basic premise of good players that continually do good will make you money. Bad players that continually do bad will lose you money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Donnie, do you have any idea what we're talking about right now?
No, okay. No.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for checking us out tonight. Always appreciate you joining us live. We'll be back again on Sunday night for another edition of Big Brother 21. We'll find out on the live show or on the Sunday night show. We'll get to see how the nominations played out and our week two of the Wactivity competition. That's all going to be on Sunday night. So be on the lookout for us live. Until then, take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Happy 4th of July.